It's Colin Russo with ESPN West Palm, the Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Rolling on here from day two of ACC Media Day. Let's talk about some ACC. Let's loop in the ACC Network and ESPN College Football Analyst, Mr. Eddie Royal himself, longtime NFL vet, 9 years to be exact, with Denver Broncos, the San Diego Chargers at the time, Chicago Bears, and of course, the great Virginia Tech Hokie. Joining us now, Eddie, what's going on? How you doing?
Doing good. Getting used to doing this media day thing. Man, it's like my third or fourth year doing it. I'm like, man.
Is it different as from media than a player? It's got to be different, right?
Yeah, it is. Now I'm the one asking the questions instead of answering them. And so it's cool, man. It's always good seeing the guys in person because you talk about them so much on TV. And then to get to see them and to see the body types in person, you're grabbing on. You're like, yeah. Oh, man, dang, this dude's rocked up. Like, he's going to have a heck of a year. So it's good seeing the personalities and then especially meeting the quarterbacks because then you could tell the leadership, right? The command, and then you know how guys are in the huddle, and that's big to me. So seeing that all is great.
Being a former player yourself and a longtime NFL and college career going into the media sphere, what is your perception that you could approach these players, these coaches? How do you do it your own way because you know what it's like on the other side?
Yeah, just one, you learn from other people, but also not losing sight of who you are and your curiosities and because that's the thing. You can always learn something, and that's what I was always watching tape on guys, and so even with these players, I'm always curious of why they did this or what they're doing in the off season, and so that helps me when I'm asking questions or even talking about football. It's what I would have done in this spot or what the coach was thinking, why he caught this play. So to be able to see it from both sides, and then I even dabbled into coaching a little bit. I did an internship with the Philadelphia Eagles and quickly realized that's not for me.
Why'd you realize that?
The hours that these coaches put in.
It is crazy.
Yeah, and just that I got a newfound respect for coaches and what they do and the effort that they put into it and to do that, but then also care and love on the kids the way that they do, man. They're doing a heck of a job, but it's been great, man. It's keeping me around the game, right? And I still get excited to come to work because I'm not taking the hits anymore, but I'm still talking ball.
That's Eddie Royal, the ACC Network analyst with college football on ESPN as well, the former NFL vet, and, of course, the Virginia Tech great. Now, let's talk about Virginia Tech for a second. A lot of juice today. We saw James Franklin 1-3. One of the first things he said today was he called Frank Beamer, the great Frank Beamer, for his blessing on taking the job. I don't know how involved you were with Virginia Tech this far removed, but have you had conversations with James Franklin? Have you been around the program a little bit the last couple months? Tell me about that.
Dude, so I was on the I was on the committee that hired Coach Franklin.
So you were involved here. Coach, okay, tell me about this.
Yeah. And so it was a group of us that all came together and from all different fields, just about leadership and what it takes, what we're looking for in the next coach at Virginia Tech. And we all had a criteria and we all mixed it together. And Coach Franklin checked everybody. And I'm not even just saying that. It sounds like I'm BSing, but he checked every single box that we were looking for because initially he wasn't on the list. And then he came available and it was like, if we can actually get this guy, this is a home run hire. It re-energizes the fan base. It's a trusted. He's proven that he can win, that he can rebuild programs. And so there's no question marks. When you're hiring certain coaches that haven't proven that they can win at certain levels, then you go into it wondering the direction of the program and if it can win. You don't need to see potential with James Franklin. You know what he is. And so that's what the excitement is about. And then you bring over some transfers who are going to have an immediate impact on the program.
Yeah,
and so that's why you're like, okay, this thing can get rolling quickly. And after seeing what in our own conference what Florida State did a couple of years ago, and then last year with Indiana, you're like, you got a chance to turn this thing around quickly.
College sports these days have allowed for that. It's a lot different than the days you played where, you know, you got Sean Glennon every year. Like, you're coming back every single year. You got a lot of the same pieces on the offense coming back. It's not like that anymore.
Right.
And from your perspective, as somebody who is sort of seeing both sides of it, yes, from one sense, it is quick and it's possible to rebuild something quickly. But to the same token, it's a lot harder to keep people in the building. Your thoughts on how college sports have changed in terms of, you know, guys don't do 4 years at Virginia Tech anymore. They don't do that.
Yeah, it's the hard part. Where do you call home, right? And that's the thing. You're building these relationships and you're saying goodbye right away. And then it's like, how much are you really buying in? That's the question. And so what made our teams good at Virginia Tech was that we were a legit family. Like, we knew everything about the guy beside us. We had been through battles, countless battles. And so there's no questioning how this person was going to react under a certain situation because we had been there before. And when you bring in a new group of guys every single, you're learning them. And then it's one thing to do it in practice, but then to trust the guy in the game, right? Can he do it in the game? Because to be honest, some guys are practice players. They look good in practice. You get out there in the games and they don't play well. And so you're learning that as you go these days. When back then you knew who you were, you had a true identity. And so the fact that what I saw with Miami last year, that bringing in transfers, but yeah, I saw a team that really loved each other. It was like they had been playing together for years, and that's something that you don't see all the time. That's why I feel like they had the success that they did. It wasn't because they were the most talented team out there. It was because they actually cared about one another, and it wasn't just about football. It was on and off the field. They were hanging out with each other, and there was a genuine family feel around that team.
And a good thing to bring up, you know, all these teams have talent, and a lot of these teams have a ton of talent, and they crash and burn because they don't necessarily accomplish what you know, the family aspect of building camaraderie quickly. Now, let's talk about the ACC. Obviously, there's a ton of expectations with Miami coming to the year, but I actually think this is going to be a big year for the conference. You got a lot of, you know, big-time players not only coming back. We talked to Coach Fran Brown. Syracuse, who was 3-1 when Steve Angeli went down.
Right.
You know, they're due for at least a little bit of a turnaround here. Virginia Tech, I think jury's out, but I don't need to ask you. I do think Virginia Tech is due for a big year. You got to think Clemson's on their way back. Florida State, all questions are lying there. Your outlook on the ACC, not only as a conference, but you know the teams that are going to be major players coming into the year, who are you looking at?
Yeah, it's up for grabs, right? I mean, we're almost putting Miami in the ACC championship game right away.
You got so much talent.
Yeah, the talent is, hey, you got to go play the games. Mario will tell you that himself. But
oh, geez. I tried to get week one out of him yesterday, and he kept going, camp, camp, camp. I'm like, all right, coach, I know. Right. I'm sorry. You know,
he's locked. Look,
week one, something?
Dude, and it's rubbed off on his quarterback, too. Mintz, I was trying to break him, and he's locked in, focused. But I'm like, all right, they know what it takes to win. They were just in a national championship game, so hey, whatever works, right? But I'm looking at the league. Right? It's going to be fun because there's so many teams that you just don't know. It's going to be such good football. You got SMU, who's returning Kevin Jennings.
Experience.
And a ton of playmakers. Don't forget that they beat Miami last year. So they're feeling like, hey, they can take down a big dog.
And
we
they were
going
to be
it.
In the ACC championship game. Wasn't that loss to Cal? That late JKS. Night loss.
JKS, yeah, yeah.
Who's going to be here tomorrow? I mean, I'm going to ask him about that game because that was one of the great games of the year.
Man.
Unbelievable. SMU is also going to be really good.
Right, and that's the thing. Cal's brought in a bunch of transfers. They got a defensive-minded head coach. That defense is going to be better. You got one of the best quarterbacks in the country in JKS. NC State is a dark horse that not many people are talking about.
CJ Bailey's going to have a big year.
Dude, he's confident. He looks the part.
He's an NFL. He's an NFL build. That guy's going to be a good pro. He's huge.
Yeah, NFL starting quarterback, a small forward on an NBA basketball team. Like, man, he looks the part, and he's got the confidence. Dave Doran is confident as well. Pittsburgh, man, Pitt is a team that, man, I think Mason Heinsohn is going to take that next step. Like, last year, he's just running around as a freshman, just making plays.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if he can put it together, they got a tough stretch towards the end of the year with some games on the road. But if they can mature early in the season, get a couple early wins and get that confidence going, Boosie Turner, their sophomore running back, he was a true freshman last year, led the team in rushing. So it's youth there. That's the thing. If you can mature fast enough, the talent is there. Pitt's a team to watch out for as well.
Yeah, and looking ahead to the ACC, they changed things up with the tiebreakers yesterday. They announced that. I asked Chris Paul about this as well. I go, Coach, you guys are the ones who are on the opposite end of this. Duke, it was off of opponent win percentage. Duke was the one of the 5-6-2 teams that were able to get to the ACC championship game. And, of course, you know, classic Coach Cristobal is like, hey, you know, we just got to deal with it. We got to do it. I get it. Coach, I had to ask.
Right.
What are your thoughts on how they're going to do the new tiebreakers now with it goes head-to-head, which is how it should be. And then after that, instead of opponent win percentage or whatever tiebreak they have, it's going to be, quote, body of work based off statistics
analytics and computers and
sounds like we have a committee Before the committee. We have a committee for the ACC championship game.
Yeah, look, hey, and it actually worked out for Miami because you didn't play an ACC championship game because injuries can happen, right? Hey, they play in that game. Somebody gets hurt. Maybe they don't make the run that they did. You never know.
Virginia wins that game. There's a chance that Miami doesn't leapfrog Notre Dame, too, because the committee's thinking, let's get an ACC team in there. Virginia just played themselves out. You're not going to put Duke in. Miami can live. That was my thought process.
Crazy, yeah.
I'm just theorizing. I told that to Chris Ball, too. He didn't buy it. I was like, coach. I mean, come on.
Right.
Give me a little credit there.
Right.
But, you know, it's crazy, especially the ACC. It was the wild, wild west last year.
Yeah, it was. It made it fun. It made it fun, entertaining. But, look, the tiebreaker, the main thing is getting the two best teams in, right? And that's the thing. There's a lot of terminology and this and that and – look, head-to-head should always matter. You want it decided on the field, and there's talk about, hey, go to 10 games, and then it gets sorted out on the field. You don't have to bring in the computers because then you'll know who the best teams are. So, we'll see. It's still it's better than what it was last year, right? We're always going to find something wrong with the new system, but I feel like now you'll at least have the two best teams in, and then you got a chance to get our best team in the CFP, which is what matters.
Eddie, last thing here. Miami, then the rest. Is that what it is right now?
Yeah, I'm going to tick off a lot of coaches and even Mario by saying it, but that's how it's looking right now.
Absolutely. Eddie, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to you doing such a great job in the early part of your media career. You had such a great career. I mean, I could do an hour on breaking down the Tebow game against the Steelers in the wild card round. We don't have time for it. Eddie, I appreciate it. Enjoy the week and look forward to talking again soon.
It was fun. Appreciate it.
Eddie Royal, the ACC Network, ESPN College Football Analyst, Colin Russo with the Orange Bowl Media Tour here on ESPN 106.3.